Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent,
Paging Dr. Douchebag,
Crash Gladys,
get in crash position,
and Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming off three.
What you doing, Freak Nation, besides quarantining yourself, you and your family? Well, we've all been doing it for the last couple of weeks. Some of you wisely, some of you not so wisely, regardless. Thank you guys for taking time out to be a part of the Freak Nation. Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent. The website, speedfreaks.tv, and of course, we're therefore on social media at speedfreaks, Instagram, and of course, Facebook. Big damn show for you tonight, Freak Nation. Scott McLaughlin, the first time this dude's joined us here in the Freak Nation. Crasher, dude was getting set for a big-time IndyCar ride. So what does he do? He goes out and wins a virtual race yesterday afternoon.
We need to point out, Scott McLaughlin is the points leader for the IndyCar Challenge iRacing Series, if there were to be such a points tally. It's just awesome. Yeah, he was going to be part-time this year for Team Penske and then hopefully full-time next year. And he's just a monster behind the wheel. Mid-20s. Two-time Supercars champion from Australia. He can wield just about anything. So pretty cool to see. He's also a pretty seasoned veteran in sim racing, so it's cool to see him joining up.
Scott McLaughlin will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Also, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's got a new documentary that's out in regards specifically to his team and the World of Outlaws, the team that he owns in the World of Outlaws. He'll be joining us. And a dude by the name of Eric Jacuzzi. You have no idea who this guy is, but he does work with NASCAR, NASCAR's Research and Development Department, and they're helping with the fight of the coronavirus. We'll explain coming up with Eric Jacuzzi here in the Freak Nation. Statman, do you get out of the house at all, or you just kind of sit there in your room sucking down some whiskey?
I don't do whiskey. I do a lot of Remy still. You know, I just, the last bottle I went through with a straw. So, you find things to do. I haven't had the car out of the garage for a few days. I went out the other day just to start it up to make sure it still worked. But you stay in the house. And I went for a walk every other day or so. I try to get out of the house and walk around the neighborhood. It's amazing who you have. Some nice-looking ladies that live in my neighborhood. I never see them.
Do you find yourself when you're coming up on somebody on the sidewalk that you walk outside in the street to make sure you're 6 feet away?
No, they do that to me when they see me
coming. I was just waiting for that. I teed that up for you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Once in a while, you know, when I was playing Little League ball, the coach told us, he said, you got to hang in there, and at some time he's going to come with that soft curve, and that's the one you got to smack out. And I was waiting for that soft curve, and I, you know, try to hit it to the wall.
As this show progresses over the last three or four weeks, it's crazy how our discussion tends to narrow down or zero into really this is – and it seems like we use it every day in our conversations. This is the new normal of where we are. When it comes to, I don't care if you're delivering packages for FedEx or hosting a big-time radio show, it's the new normal. I mean, this is where we are. And I was going back and listening to our show last week, Statman. You brought up really, I think it was in one of your Statman scats, where the new normal, yes, but how this just changes everything moving forward and may change it permanently moving forward on how we do things, Stat.
Yeah, I think it is going to change everything because people are going to remember the last time we had a big problem and it shut down NASCAR. And I don't think NASCAR has ever come back from that. And they talk about getting another crowd to fill up Bristol Motor Speedway. That ain't going to happen again. 160,000 people go to one place to sit down next to each other and take 4 hours out of their life. That's not going to happen again. They may do it once to say, hey, we're happy we're back, but we're going to get back to this, and it's coming to norm. And right after NASCAR went through all of this explosive growth 10 years ago, and suddenly 10 years later, nobody needs those seats that they expanded to.
I'd be very curious moving forward where you have 70,000 people watching NASCAR, watching a college football game, how this virus is going to affect us.
Well, the thing that I don't think some people are really taking into reality and understanding fully is that, yes, of course, as the summer comes on and the temperatures rise around the United States, yes, the virus will have less of a, it will dissolve, so to speak, more. It's not going to go away, but it will not be, the compound will not be as secure. So there will be less of it. And also, we will be somewhat coming out of social distancing. So there will also be less of it because of that. However, there's still no vaccine. Come fall, this is going to have a reemergence. And who knows what that's going to say for the rest of our racing calendar and NFL calendar. Until we get a vaccine, we are not out of the woods, period.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Bringing in another round of affiliates here in the Freak Nation. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. And a big how do you do. Thank you, Fox Sports 610 in Los Angeles and 106.7 FM for bringing in the Freaks. Yeah, back in Los Angeles on Fox Sports 610. Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by good friends at General Tire. Go to GeneralTire.com. Get your tires from GeneralTire.com. Check out Tire Pros, Discount Tire, your favorite tire dealer. They got them. Get your General Tires from General Tire, GeneralTire.com. Crasher?
So last weekend, William Byron was bumped up the track with five laps to go, but this weekend at the iRacing Virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, Byron took the checkers. He passed Chris Buescher with 42 to go, and he never looked back. John Hunter Nemechek was second, and last week's Texas winner Timmy Hill and 2 weeks ago winner Denny Hamlin, they were third and fourth, respectively. IndyCar raced their iRacing Virtual Barber Motorsports Park in Alabama on Saturday, with the added benefit of team engineers live strategizing with the drivers. And yes, Indy 500 winner and series champ Will Power needed to be muted, and race control needed to jump in due to some other driver profanity. Let's just say it was epic all around. New Zealand-born, Australian-living Scott McLaughlin took the win, with muted teammate Power in second and rallycross champ Scott Speed in third. For all iRacing and eSports winners on the weekend, check out Racer.com and Speedsport.com. And if Saturdays with IndyCar and Sundays with NASCAR just aren't enough for you, oh yeah, you've also got the Worldwide Legends Torque eSports on Saturdays as well. But if you just need more, the IMSA Sports Car Series announced this week that they will take their GT Le Mans class to iRacing on Thursday nights starting April 16th. So yes, we now have Thursday nights, Saturday afternoons, Sunday afternoons, some on Sunday nights, some on Saturday nights. You're welcome. Thank you, motorsports family, for keeping us all entertained during our shelter-at-home restrictions. But did you know this? Motorsports is also keeping us safe at this time, too. We told you about IMSA team Core Autosport 2 weeks ago and how they were shutting down all racing fabrications and converting to exclusively making medical supplies. Then last week, the Mercedes and McLaren F1 teams in F1 began making ventilators. Well, add NASCAR's R&D department and the Roush Fenway Racing team to that growing list, too. We'll have more with that incredible story of face shields when Senior Director of NASCAR's R&D department joins us in about 30 minutes. But coming up next, the IndyCar iRacing winner, Scott McLaughlin from Team Penske. He'll be on in about 5 minutes.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The summer, it's quickly approaching, and General Tire wants to put some money back in your pockets. Because now, through April 30th, with the purchase of four new qualifying General Tire passenger tires, you'll receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid gift card. Choose from the Summer Ultra High Performance G-Max RS, the All-Season Ultra High Performance G-Max AS05, and the All-Season Touring Ultimax RT43 lines. So prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this summer with General Tire. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving speed freaks for 20 years.
Car not performing right? A dirty fuel system damages gas mileage and even your engine over time, but Lucas Fuel Treatment can clean and lubricate that fuel system, the fuel pump, fuel injectors, even carburetors and valves as you drive. It's designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Hey, it's Crasher from The Freaks, and what if I told you the best burger you can buy to cook on your grill or stovetop, it was available in your favorite grocery store? Well, it is, and it's Bubba Burger. Just how awesome does a sweet onion Bubba Burger sound about now? Oh, my favorite, jalapeno burgers, Angus burgers, all natural Bubba Burgers. Watching your caloric intake? Then grab the reduced fat and the turkey Bubba Burgers, all in your local grocery store. When you need a delicious burger for your weekend cookout, the answer is Bubba Burger. You'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at awesomesportslogos.com and get awesome.
MAV TV, your destination for all things motorsports. TV home to all of the Lucas Oil Motorsports. MAV TV televises off-road, modifieds, motocross, pro poling, and World Rally Championships, to name a few. MAV TV is also home to the favorite enthusiast shows such as My Classic Car, Chop Cut Rebuild, Full Custom Garage, Gears, and much more. MAV TV is available nationwide on DirecTV, Verizon, and on most cable providers. Visit MavTV.com for more racing information and to demand your MavTV.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Back in the Lucas Oil Studios, Freak Nation. 20 years of doing this thing. Radio stations across the country. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Radio.com, SoundCloud. You cannot escape the Freak Nation, trust me. And it's good to get this dude here in the Freak Nation for the first time. Scott McLaughlin, who, of course, won the iRacing IndyCar Challenge at Barber Motorsports Park on Saturday. And if this was legit racing, meaning legit on-the-track racing, Scott, last week and this week, you rookie, you would be our points leader in the IndyCar series. You realize that, right?
Yeah, it's, thanks for having me, firstly. But, yeah, it'd be pretty weird, wouldn't it? But, look, lucky I'm a great team and great strategy called by the guys, and we worked very hard. You know, it sounds silly, but I would have done 300 to 400 laps this week learning my fuel and getting better and how much gas I needed to take at the pit stops. And, you know, the car was, the team was so good. So I'm, really proud for everyone.
Freak Nation, this dude's something special, man. Back-to-back championships for Penske Racing in the Supercar Series in Australia, scheduled to make his IndyCar debut this season. He passed Scott Speed for the lead with six laps remaining to win the race yesterday afternoon. But frankly, I think for you, beating the ass of an Australian, as in Will Power, is a bigger accomplishment for you than winning a race, right?
Well, I just like beating Will. it doesn't matter which Australian. But look, as a Kiwi, I guess it's the same rivalry you sort of have with the American, the Canadians, and stuff like that. And ice hockey, you know, it's for me. We all really like to race together as people from down under, but when you get the chance to go one-on-one against everyone, especially when he's your teammate, it's pretty cool. So, look, I'm just really privileged to have a go, and IndyCar allow me to race. You know, I'm not a full-time driver, but for them to allow me to be in that IndyCar Challenge is something very special in the Shell V-Power car. And, honestly, I'm just enjoying it. The only thing I don't enjoy is waking up at, 2:30 in the morning to race these races, but it is what it is.
Seriously, I don't think a lot of people have really let that sink in. Scott McLaughlin joining us here in the Freak Nation. And you are just, you're in a different time zone. You're on a different continent. Yet you're still hooked up electronically thanks to technology, to your engineer in the States, you're at 2 a.m. in Australia, and all these other people around the world racing the IndyCar Challenge, and there's no technical glitches? How does this actually work out? It's almost miraculous.
Yeah, look, it's an amazing thing, isn't it? Like, I'm fully, one-on-one conversations with my engineer, and the guy that was on my radio today is, the guy that can be on my radio in real life. So it's really good for us to learn each other and learn our languages and build that relationship up as a driver and an engineer. But, to race, I've raced on iRacing for a long time, so about 10 years, against many people from all parts of the world, Europe and Asia and Brazil and everything, and it's a phenomenal product. And I guess it just shows the technology, going around, and especially in a tough time like this, how we can communicate with other people around the world. And it really keeps, racing drivers like myself sane. And I've been really proud of motorsport, how they've got on the bandwagon, got on the sim racing, e-racing train. And I've just watched the race back now, and it looks awesome. You have to take a second glance at it to see if it's real or not. And I'm just proud that we're able to push a product up, show how good motorsport is to the world and people that follow NBA or cricket or AFL stuff in Australia. It's really cool, and I'm really proud of everyone.
What you talk about, how you have to take a second glance to look and be like, oh my gosh, this is not asphalt racing. This is computer generated racing. But let's kind of change it into what you guys are saying inside your helmets as you're driving. I mean, Will Power had to be muted. Are you a cusser on the radio?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just got to remember, if you hit that button, everyone's going to hear it. It's kind of the same in the real life thing, but it's more broadcasted to all us drivers because we can all hear it. But yeah, they were, I think Will was blowing up at Scott Dixon at one point calling them all sorts of names, and then it was pretty funny because it comes up on the screen, Will Power's chat has been disabled. So it was just funny because he got tuned up, and he's a pretty passionate bloke, old Will.
I think all of you guys are. Scott McLaughlin joining us here in the Freak Nation, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, at Speed Freaks on Twitter. And let's talk about how this whole thing came together. You just crushed it in the Supercar series the last couple of years. How did this whole IndyCar thing come about? Granted, obviously you had the connection with Roger Penske, but to get to a part-time deal this year and hopefully more in the future, who made the first move? Who made the first conversation? And then where did it go from there?
Look, it was one of those deals. We both knew, like, when I first signed up with Team Penske in Australia, I said, look, my goal is to win a championship and to win a Bathurst 1000, which is basically our Daytona 500 or Indy 500. And, once I've done that, I would really like the opportunity to race in America and just have a crack. I don't care if I do a full season, if I move over there, or if I come and do part-time stuff. I just want to have a crack. And, certainly they knew that was on my radar. So sort of late last year, after I'd won Bathurst and stuff, and obviously had won the championship the year prior, it was sort of a collective sort of conversation, like, all right, what do you want to try? Do you want to try NASCAR? Do you want to try IndyCar? Are you open to IndyCar? And I've always been an IndyCar fan. Come from New Zealand, followed Scott Dixon for a long, long time. It's one of those deals. When I signed with Team Penske, I sort of had to drop the Scott Dixon bandwagon and actually follow that team for a little bit, because obviously they're arch nemesis. But, it was just one of those things that just come along, and, to have the Indy deal strike up, go to COTA, have a test there, it's just sort of, just kept progressing. And, really proud it got to this stage. But, I really want to have a crack sometime soon, hopefully when this whole crisis is over.
Yeah, let's hope sooner than later. But the virus makes the timeline as of right now. Scott, when you did your test, I believe, was Sebring your first test?
Yeah, Sebring, yep.
Okay, so I've heard some funny stories that since the Sebring test, you've needed to shed a few pounds. Come on, you're not a big guy.
No, for a touring car, I'm not a big guy, but for an Indy car, I'm a pretty thick dude, so I had to lose a few pounds. I think I've, in the American pounds work, I think I've lost over 20 pounds. So
what the hell?
Whoa!
Yeah, so it's been I knew I could lose it. I don't mind my beer and all that sort of stuff, so I just had to lay off that for a little bit, and I've been okay.
Well, hold on,
Crasher. Hold on a second. You lost 20 pounds. First of all, how tall are you?
Oh, there you go.
And what was your weight?
I think I'm just under 6'1". So for at Sebring, my overall weight was 208 pounds with all my gear on. And at Coda, I was 191. And then I've lost more now, which I think I'm right on the 185 pounds. And I think I'm just under 6'1". So it's, I've been working my butt off, eating well, watching my drinking, having less beers, having a couple beers here and there, because I'm a guy that loves beer. I enjoy it, but
preach.
At the same time, I've won a goal, and my goal is to lose weight and be as competitive as I can be when I join IndyCar for a race. And certainly that's been my ambition and my motivation.
Freak Nation Scott McLaughlin was scheduled to run for Roger Penske this year in IndyCar, but things happened. Now he's one of the fastest people in the IndyCar iRacing series. Won this weekend, finished in the top 10 last weekend. Scott, you made your chops running in Australia in the Supercar series. Some have compared that to IndyCar meets NASCAR. Does that work? Does that analysis work?
Yeah, that is pretty close. I guess the only thing we don't have is the ovals. We race on street circuits and road circuits, and we also have endurance races during the year. So I guess you could include a little bit of IMSA in there as well. They're heavy cars. They're a little bit less horsepower than a NASCAR. So NASCAR's, it's I can't remember what the numbers are, but we're about 650 horsepower, but we've got big brakes and they're built for turning left and right, so that's probably where it comes closer to the IndyCar. So it's a very competitive series. It's very close. The people in it are world class drivers, and you sort of see when the supercars guys go into like a car with more downforce, very similar to the IndyCar. It is a lot easier to drive in the supercar because you've got that grip and you can carry that speed, where in a supercar you have to underdrive it a little bit. It's quite hard to carry speed through the corners. You've got to really learn the car. It takes a couple of years to build up to it. So it's a really competitive category, a great category for Down Under. We raced in Texas in 2013 and at Coda there, and everyone loved it. And I wish we still did one or two races over there, and hopefully one day we could, but it's a lot of money to bring the cars and the teams there, that's for sure.
Scott McLaughlin, your boss, Roger Penske, is among the most respected businessmen globally, especially in motor racing, but he's a billionaire. He's had success in business all over the world. Where were you when you heard that he was buying the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, IndyCar Series, and the IndyCar Productions? Your boss is now in charge of racing.
Well, I got an email probably about half an hour before the announcement. It was early morning in Australia. I just woken up to go to the gym, and when I saw him buy that, I was like, gee, that's big. And it was one of those things where I just didn't really... I thought, what a guy for IndyCar and for the sport to lead them. Obviously, IndyCar have got into a great spot. It's very competitive now, and it's back to a lot of the teams are making money and all that sort of stuff. And then all of a sudden you have a period like this one. You could not ask for a better person to lead a series and an organization through a very tough time. He's so inspirational, and I talked to him a number of times about my financial assets and what I should do and what I should not do, because I'd be stupid not to. Like he's so smart, and. He's someone that everyone can lean off, and you couldn't ask for someone better to run our organization.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's what you've been able to accomplish with him and what so many others have. Yeah, the captain, just his legacy continues. And you're a part of it now. Scott McLaughlin joining us on a Sunday night, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And I don't know if you are familiar much with another former Penske driver, Sam Hornish, also an IndyCar champion.
I know Sam Hornish. Oh, I don't know him personally, but I know of him for sure.
Because if the rumors are correct and you're quite the licensed contractor, Sam Hornish builds his three kids quite a lot of things in their backyard and for holidays. I would like to see you guys do a homemaker's build-off or something, because that could be something fun. Penske past, Penske present, and construction.
That would be interesting. I'm a qualified fabricator, so I'll probably be more into maybe welding some things together and stuff. Maybe we build our own race cars and see how we go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, because I think it was an Australian show you were on not too long ago. You were talking about some of the things that you were doing during this pandemic, since we are all on home stay-at-home orders. And yeah, you were building some things, or you're in the middle of a renovation?
We were doing bits and pieces at home as much as we can do. We've hung a lot of pictures up, painted a few walls. but at the same time, we're getting through a lot of Netflix as well. So don't get me wrong, we're doing some work, but we're also chilling out as well. So it's I'm going a bit stir-crazy, but thank God I got the iRacing to do bits and pieces as well.
Exactly. Now, wait a minute, though. Tell me, have you watched Tiger King?
I have. Oh, my God. Right? It's crazy.
It's insane. Please don't think that all Americans are like that.
Well, I'm married to Americans, so I don't worry. I know all Americans aren't like that.
That's right. Oh, that's right, because you guys got married this off-season, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we did. We got married in California, so we're very lucky to get married before this pandemic started. But happily married, and Carly. She's from New York, and her family watches all the races. They watch the race just gone in the last few weeks, and especially now it's been on NBC. It was really cool for them, so they really enjoy all the racing. And they were a family that really never followed motorsport before they met me. So it was it's pretty phenomenal how much they're into it now.
Oh wow. Yep, and now they can say their son-in-law is the points leader of the IndyCar Challenge.
Yeah, kind of, right?
There you go. Scott McLaughlin, thank you so much for joining us. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. We really appreciate this, especially with the crazy difference in time zones and the fact that you've been up for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, guys. Hopefully we speak to you soon.
I guess you could say, again, IndyCar pilot Scott McLaughlin joining us here in the Freak Nation. Coming up in a moment, your stat man, Scat. Also, Eric Jacuzzi. Yep, Eric Jacuzzi. That last name is legendous. But what he's doing, he and his crew with NASCAR's R&D department, how they're combating COVID-19 and the virus, he joins us coming up in minutes. Speed Freak Spitz and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's Statman. Let's get
to provide guidance to mankind.
I love it when people think outside the box. Refusing to think outside the box may be a reason why so many Americans are quarantined inside a social box right now. But I saw some outside the box thinking today while watching CBS Sunday Morning. Commercial highlighted the jet car drag racer Elaine Larson selling a financial instrument to protect incomes in case of a life change. That's certainly outside the box thinking. I've always believed that the sponsor-starved motor racing community continuously sells itself short when trolling for supporters. Motor racing and the people who participate and watch are a highly technical lot, but technical companies are underrepresented throughout the industry. So much of the time, motor racing sells speed and danger instead of problem-solving and accuracy in everyday life. That spot this morning stood out from 90 minutes of television programming. Isn't that what sponsors are looking for? Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Thank you, Lucas Oil, for making this thing possible. Make sure you go to lucasoil.com. Check out the line of products they have to keep your ride on the road, man. That's lucasoil.com. So damn good. They named a stadium after him. Of course, it's Lucas Oil Stadium where the Colts play. All right, Stat Man, have you seen Tiger King yet on Netflix?
No, I've gone out of my way to avoid it. I'm going to be the one person in America who doesn't watch Tiger King.
No, no, no. It's going to be you and Kenny's brother. Apparently, he is holding out as well.
Statman, it'll either make you severely depressed or severely stoked that you are on this planet, because it will prove to you that there are individuals on this planet that even our minds, creative minds in Hollywood, couldn't even create. Just watch the first episode. You're not gonna feel sleazy if you watch that first episode. You're gonna
I've heard five different versions of what the plot is. I don't know. That's another reason why I decided not to watch, because if I can't even understand the elevator pitch for the show, why am I gonna sit down and watch it?
Because it is that shocking, and that's why the elevator pitch doesn't compute. It doesn't add up, because it is something that this world has never even thought was possible. And then, lo and behold, like I said with Scott McLaughlin, this is not a true representation of America, I promise.
So, Statman, we had a Zoom call with a number of family members, where there were probably 10, 12 people on this Zoom call, and we spent 30, 45, not talking about my brother-in-law's birthday. That's why we got everybody on Zoom. We spent 45 minutes talking about Tiger King. I mean, it's that prevalent in the discussion, Statman.
So if I'm going to, you're telling me that if I'm going to be a part of the American culture, mm-hmm. quarantined or not, I have to pay attention to Tiger King, because I did. What was the last one? Game of Thrones. I didn't get into the Game of Thrones world. I'm becoming, I'd rather watch a third version of Law and Order than to commit myself to watching Tiger King. But if you tell me I should, maybe I should.
Statman, I would believe Game of Thrones long before I would believe what happened in Tiger King. But Tiger King is the reality show.
Oh, but it's the real reality show.
Yes. It's that gnarly.
Well, here's the deal, too. Game of Thrones, that's seasons upon seasons of you needing to get involved. That's too long. That's even under quarantine, that's too long. Tiger King, only 7 episodes. 7 episodes of shock and awe, and then you can become a part of the conversational fabric that's going on with all of us sheltered at home.
You don't think it's going to go to a second season if it's this popular?
Well, you will see when you watch it. It's impossible to go to another season.
There's discussions about turning it into a movie.
Yeah, a movie is probably on the horizon.
A feature-length movie.
Oh, wow.
But yeah,
I'll try to get through at least one. But that ruins it for me, because then I can't say it if we ever do get in a group together again, I can't say that I never watched it and everybody looks at me like I'm crazy, solidifying the thought in their mind.
That's okay. In this specific incident, you don't have to be the leader. You can be the follower with everybody else, because, again, for conversation purposes, it's worth it.
Statman, we have no motorsports. We have no sports. We have no entertainment. Please,
no concerts.
Get up on it. We need things to talk about for this two-hour show, bud.
We can't talk about the bushes behind my house budding leaves this week, huh? That won't cut it.
Oh, happy spring.
Just for that, I hope Joe Exotic hops out of those bushes in his freaking thong to surprise you.
that would surprise. You'd have to fight the deer and the antelope that come out of there. Because when they play, I don't think many other people come out of those bushes.
Freak Nation, coming up next, not Joe Exotic, but Eric Jacuzzi, who's with NASCAR's R&D department. He and crew, NASCAR, are helping fight COVID-19, the virus. We explain why next with Eric Jacuzzi from NASCAR, Speed Freaks Pits, and the Lucas Oil Studios.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio, redefined.
The summer, it's quickly approaching, and General Tire wants to put some money back in your pockets. Because now, through April 30th, with the purchase of four new qualifying General Tire passenger tires, you'll receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid gift card. Choose from the Summer Ultra High Performance G-Max RS, the All-Season Ultra High Performance G-Max AS05, and the All-Season Touring Ultimax RT43 lines. So prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this summer with General Tire. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving speed freaks for 20 years.
After your engine, the transmission is the second most important component of your car. If you maintain it, it will shift properly and get you down the road without problems. But if you don't maintain it, problems are coming your way. Lucas Transmission Fix can clean and lubricate sticking valves and renew worn bands to make your transmission shift properly and stop leaking. It's compatible with all transmissions and transmission fluids. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Hey, you want the easiest car care ever, right? There's a couple Lucas Oil products you got to get your hands on. One, Lucas Slick Mist Fast and Easy Speed Wax. Two, Tire and Trim Shine. And three, Interior Detailer. It's better than anything on the market, so this is what you do. You spray the speed wax on a wet or dry surface, you wipe it off, and you're done. You think you can handle that? Lucas Interior Detailer rejuvenates interiors, and Lucas Tires and Trim Shine does wonders on tires and wheels. Lucas Slick Mist. It's easy. It works. Go to LucasOil.com for more information.
Hey, it's Crasher from the Freaks. If someone's cooking burgers, I want a unique flavor, and there's only one that truly hits the spot. Bubba Burgers Jalapeno or Sweet Onion Burgers, and it's straight from your local grocery store. There's even reduced fat and turkey Bubba Burgers. How about an Angus Bubba Burger? Basically, there's not a better burger to throw on the grill for your weekend parties than a tasty, juicy mouthful of Bubba Burger. Again, available in your grocery store. You'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com. And get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Back with the Freaks. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing. Now, when we talk NASCAR here in the Freak Nation, there's many things that we talk about in regards to the drivers, the results, specs, things of that nature. But never did I think we'd be talking about this. Eric Jacuzzi, part of the R&D department with NASCAR, joins us now here in the Freak Nation. And you're the best one to tell this story, how NASCAR and the NASCAR side of things have gotten involved in the protection masks for the coronavirus. Eric, first of all, thanks for joining us. And two, clue us in to the layperson out there what these masks are that you're making and how we could benefit from them.
Sure. And thanks for having me. But the masks we're making, so they are kind of a clear, thin plastic shield that essentially medical professionals and first responders would put on to kind of protect their face, in addition to other things, but kind of protect their face from any aerosols or anything like that when they're interacting with people or intubating a patient or something like that.
Eric Jacuzzi is with NASCAR Research and Development. Eric, tell the people who are listening how important some of these race teams are. Their fabrication departments are some of the best in the world at what they do.
And if they could fabricate the nuance of a race car, they could fabricate just about anything.
Yeah, and, you know, from the R&D side where we're doing it, you know, we rely on, we have a staff of engineers and people and fabricators just like kind of the teams do. And we have about five 3D printers that, you know, normally we use that for making kind of prototype parts, things that we run on the track and in the wind tunnel. And they are really powerful because, you know, the guy can draw it on the computer and go over to the machine and print it out. And 8 hours later, he's holding, you know, a part that would probably take, you know, 3 weeks to make out of composites or something like that. So they're really powerful, and we have a lot of that capability. So that's what allows us to react in the situation.
And then when it comes to making these masks, these shields that medical professionals will be wearing, you've also got, if I read this correctly, a head that was developed by Wake Forest so that you could actually fit these masks to this Wake Forest head and be able to ship them out exactly as doctors and nurses need them.
Yeah, so the Wake Forest thing was actually pretty interesting. Dr. John Padalak, he's our head of safety, and he's tied into Wake Forest. So they reached out last week and said, hey, we've got this head model of a 50th percentile female, and basically it has a respiratory tract in it and the ability to attach some fittings. So they were looking at could we print this out for them so that they could take a look at, you know, when people make their own surgical mask or something like that, how effective is it compared to some of these other, you know, like the mainstream masks that you would buy or a professional would use. So they're going to be using that to go ahead and evaluate, you know, the best practices, you know, and kind of come up with the best protection for everybody.
Wow. Eric Jacuzzi, Senior Director of Aerodynamics at the NASCAR R&D Center. Just incredible what you guys are doing. You referenced earlier how you're using the 3D printers to come up with the actual evolution of these masks. And you said 8 hours. So how many masks do you think NASCAR's R&D department can make in a day, in a week?
So we started in earnest probably about Wednesday last week. Kind of the process was we got in touch with a local health system down here, Navant, and we kind of showed them two prototypes on Monday and Tuesday. They had some suggestions to change it, and we were really grateful to our suppliers of the 3D printers, the people who make them, supplied us with the files. We tweaked them a little bit just based off the feedback we got. And so we started producing, I'd say, on Wednesday, and we're making about 40 to 50 a day right now. And we've delivered around, I think we're up to 250 as of this morning. We'll be around 300 by this evening.
And I'm assuming you guys are going to probably be working 24/7, 365, I mean, weekends included, because of the demand for these masks.
Yeah, we recently, we were doing about 18 hours a day, all volunteer. That's gone up to 24 hours a day, thanks to one of our timing and scoring officials who volunteered to take the midnight to 5 a.m. Shift. So it's really turned into an around-the-clock deal, and a lot of people from different departments helping out, you know, both people at the track and people at R&D. So it's really cool to have everyone come together like that.
Eric Jacuzzi is the Senior Director of Aerodynamics, NASCAR Research and Development Center. Eric, walk us through how all this developed, how they came to you to make these masks for this crisis that we're going through right now.
On a personal note, my wife and I were in New York City a couple weekends ago, kind of the weekend it really started going south where they closed the museum. So, you know, we flew out on Thursday, everything's okay. Friday, the museums are closed. Saturday, the restaurants are empty. Sunday, we're ready to get home. So we really were kind of personally alarmed at it. And then just coincidentally, we had one of our newest, biggest 3D printers installed in early March, kind of as this was all starting in North Carolina. And so that weekend, we got it up and running on Thursday. And then that weekend, a group of us kind of happened onto these efforts where people were trying to come up with 3D printed face shields and, you know, trying to link with hospitals. So we all started trading emails. And then, like I said, that timeline, basically the Monday we came in, generated two prototypes. One of our IT personnel hooked us up with a physician's assistant at Navant, and we went down and met with her and showed her everything. And then, you know, 2 days later, we were just producing as many as we could.
That is bonkers.
Yeah.
Two things that I never thought that we would talk about and never came to mind that we would never think about this, Eric, is NASCAR sim iRacing and NASCAR making masks to save lives.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's awesome. The motorsports community in general, whether it's Mercedes over in Formula One or Core Autosport in the IMSA side, it's just so great for people to, like you said, this is volunteer hours. People in motorsports just dropping everything else and just saying, what can we do? And let's just find a way. And that's just kind of motorsports in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, I think what's cool from the NASCAR side is, you know, obviously we're trying to watch our money right now with no racing going on, but NASCAR as a company decided to donate all these all the masks. Everything we're doing is 100% donated, so we're spending money to keep all the machines running. We have a great supplier, Piedmont Plastics, who actually makes the splitters for all the series, and they are donating the clear plastic part of the face shield to us in big roles, so they've been great to try to get us that. And obviously, there's huge demand on their end for this plastic because grocery stores are buying it to create barriers, things like that. So they're trying to help us by, you know, getting us 150 feet when they can and doing all that. So it's really great to be part of a, you know, a charitable effort like that, you know, 100% charitable.
You talk real quick about those barriers. That just reminded me that, because I believe the Roush Fenway team in NASCAR is doing something to build barriers for hospitals as well. When it comes to, like you said, you guys have the masks that you're building, you know, that really helps with intubation and preventing the aerosol from getting to their faces. But then a step beyond that, is it Roush Fenway that's building a barrier between doctor and patient on top of the mask?
Yeah, so they actually happened across a, and I don't know the entire backstory, but basically a doctor in China had developed this box where it's almost like a three-sided box with some armholes in it where when they were intubating a patient with the virus, they could set the box over top. So it's a clear polycarbonate box. They put it over the top and then kind of put their arms through. So they're wearing full protective equipment, and then this gave them an additional layer of protection to kind of contain anything that would, you know, droplets or anything that come out, so an added layer of protection. So they produced, I believe, quite a few. We had one shuttled down to Charlotte, and then a couple went up to Wake Forest last time I heard.
Wow.
And I know you mentioned hospitals. What other companies will be receiving these masks from your department?
It's actually just kind of taken off. We actually got a call from a Phoenix area blood testing lab just this morning. We've got county, Los Angeles County requested some, Cabarrus County in North Carolina. We've got first responders, basically just anyone you can think of. And we're, you know, happy to help out. And even with people in the industry, they might be NASCAR, you know, associated, whether they're engineers or mechanics or whatever. And they say, hey, my spouse would really like to get a hold of some of these, so we've been happy to give 5 and 10 here and there for smaller clinics and things like that. So it's really just all over the place right now.
Should we just let it be, or is there a place where, of those people that are listening to us now in the Freak Nation, where they can contact you or anybody in particular to maybe be a part of those smaller deliveries?
Yeah, we've been trying to manage that. You know, right now, I think the biggest challenge for us is you know, we are trying to comply with the shelter in place things and limit the assembly of people. So even when we're doing all this work, we're trying to have, you know, one, two or three people. So we've kind of kept it to a smaller group, but, you know, that could change in the future. You know, we certainly, it would be awesome if we could have more people involved. But, you know, right now, until it's safe to do so, I think, you know, we're not sure how to handle that.
Got it.
Yeah. But hospital managers can potentially contact you guys?
Yeah, certainly. And you know, we don't have tremendous capability, but there's a company, Technique, out of Michigan, who's actually building the next-gen car chassis. They are able to produce 20,000 a day. because they have advanced metalworking and they have a little different design. They're really, you know, high-tech production environment. So we've been kind of saying, if you need more than, you know, X amount, we're happy to make the connection for you with them and get that going.
Fantastic.
Well done. Oh, my God.
Senior Director of the Aerodynamics at NASCAR Research and Development. Eric, I know a lot of folks have come your way to get you on the airwaves, but we appreciate you taking time out to join us here in the Freak Nation, man. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And playing off what Eric Jacuzzi and NASCAR and the R&D department are doing, I want to go back to Statman Scat about 15, 20 minutes ago about really what motorsports has to offer the general public outside of just racing and noise and crowds. Statman, you brought this up in your Statman Scat, where earlier today on CBS This Morning, you saw a commercial where a female jet driver offered up something other than nuts and bolts of her jet car.
Yeah, it was something that was so different. She didn't really offer up anything other than to say, I drive fast and I'm comfortable at 300 miles an hour, and I don't even remember all of the text and the copy and the script. But the point is that they were selling something other than normal motorsport stuff, spark plugs and tires and oil and so forth. They were selling financial paper. And to me, that there's a lot of people that are watching. Here's a perfect example. 20 years ago, they studied NASCAR to find out who was watching. They wanted to know how many men and so forth. But what they found out, that almost 49% of the audience was women. The women attached to those men. And that's how you had underalls and Folgers and all of these female-based products that were in NASCAR for a while. I just think that technology is so embedded in racing and people that watch racing and participate in racing that both the people in racing need to get to Silicon Valley and Silicon Valley needs to get to racing because there's a lot more synergy there than people would believe.
And we're seeing it now, maybe one of the silver linings of the COVID-19 virus in that whether it's, and you could take it at such a broad spectrum, the technology with motorsports, whether it's from iRacing all the way to converting the fabrication machines to from motorsports style stuff to medical style stuff. It's fascinating from A to B, or A to Z. It's incredible.
It's just watching the evolution of motorsports becoming part of the fabric of everything, or part of the fabric of things that are happening. Well, specifically right now with NASCAR and the R&D department supplying or building masks, Roush Fenway doing the same thing.
Core Autosport with the IMSA series, Mercedes and McLaren over in Formula One, Dallara with IndyCar. Everybody is coming together as a motorsports family to help medically in one way, shape, or form.
But those engineers are trained to solve problems.
Yes.
To solve it quickly and to solve it accurately. I mean, Formula One, for crying out loud, sends images from Baku, Azerbaijan, to London on supercomputers to tell the people in London exactly what the car is doing halfway around the world. So those are technical issues that need to be promoted both in the racing world and in the technical world. There's a lot more, like I said, there's a lot more synergy there than people want to believe.
Yep.
And Freak Nation, coming up a big second hour on the Freak Radio Network, Frank Caliendo, that guy, comedian, impersonator, our freaking funnies. We're going to have something for you to laugh at in the second hour. He'll be joining us coming up. Also, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., there's a badass document out there involving World of Outlaws, one of our favorite motorsports on the planet. Not just World of Outlaws, but his driver, Crasher, who is the son of a very famous sprint car driver.
Well, Jack Hodenschild, and this is, of course, with his son, Sheldon Hodenschild. They're a great family, but yeah, the documentary, you'll love it. We need more, like you said, Kenny, we need more content. While at shelter at home orders, this is it, baby.
And again, a big shout out to Fox Sports 610 AM and, of course, 106.7 FM in Los Angeles for joining the Freak Nation. Big second hour coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.